You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about self-directed IRAs on the show today. And this is actually a good thing for someone who enjoys a little bit of flexibility and wants to be able to manage their fund themselves, but also has some cautionary notes that comes with it as well.
That's right. A self-directed IRA isn't any different than the, you know, the traditional or the Roth IRA. That they're an alternative in that instead of having a financial advisor making those decisions, investment decisions, or, you know, as to what's going to be in your portfolio, or, you know, you still have some consultation in that respect, but here you're more in control.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, you're usually using this for something like an alternative investment, like real estate or precious metals, or investing in a private company that you normally wouldn't invest through an advisor. And that you have to be aware of the rules, particularly about self-dealing and mm-hmm. prohibited transactions, if you're going to be doing this, if you're going to be having this kind of investment.
So you wouldn't necessarily advise somebody to go into this who knows nothing about retirement plans and just says, oh, what the heck, I'm going to try this and see what happens.
Exactly. You know, I work with a lot of clients that do have a self-directed IRA,
mm-hmm.
and when they come to me, they're very well educated. They've done their homework as to what they can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, they propose something that you just can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about self-dealing. You know, you can't do transactions. You can't engage in transactions with the IRA and what's called a disqualified person. And that's mm-hmm. generally speaking the IRA owner, their spouse, their lineal descendants, you know, parents, grandparents, kids, mm-hmm. great-grandkids, grandkids, and companies or trusts that are controlled by those parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you can't buy a property in your IRA and lease it to a business that you own 100% of.
Mm-hmm.
That would be considered self-dealing, and that would incur those taxes and penalties that we talked about last week for early withdrawal from your retirement account.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's obviously a list of rules that somebody has to be aware of if they engage in a self-directed IRA. How does somebody become aware of what those are?
The best thing to do, it really in this case, and I know I always like to promote using an attorney, but you really should work with an attorney and a CPA on this
mm-hmm.
If you're going to do this, because we know these rules. We have to go through them a lot. I get proposed numerous scenarios from a lot of different clients as to, can I do this, can I do that? So, I mean, I have a binder that's about 4 inches thick in my office, of different articles, different stories, different scenarios, everything you can possibly think of in order to, you know, figure out how to do this the right way. The other thing is, administratively, a lot of, you know, it's very advantageous to have what's called a checkbook control LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes about, there was an old tax court case where there was the owner of the president of the corporation had funded the corporation through IRA, mm-hmm. a self-directed IRA, and the court, kind of by silence, didn't say there was a problem. And so mm-hmm. this kind of gave rise to this checkbook control. And what it is instead of having to go back to the administrator for your account all the time and have them sign documents as the, you know, as the owner,
mm-hmm.
you have your IRA fund, you put the funds into a bank account for your LLC that you set up where you're the manager, and you have a checkbook, i.e. checkbook control, that allows you to write checks using the IRA funds to different things. So, for example, let's say you buy a piece of real estate, and you're going to maybe do some improvements to it and turn around and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You could, instead of if you didn't have the LLC, you'd have to go back to your administrator all the time to get checks to pay your contractors, subcontractors, what have you. That can mm-hmm. be time-consuming and cumbersome. In this case, if you're the manager of the LLC and you have LLC as a bank account and you contribute the funds to the LLC, this has to be a new LLC. This can't be one that you've just mm-hmm. got laying around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a narrow little loophole that you have to do.
Something you're creating specifically for the IRS.
Exactly. Then you can write checks out to your contractors and subcontractors right there from the LLC
mm-hmm.
bank account.
Very nice. Very nice. So, based on what you're describing here, a self-directed IRA isn't really something somebody should consider who is more what you'd call a dabbler.
No. You have to have a certain level of understanding of how these work, how IRAs work in general.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can't do, we'll talk next week about rollover business startups. You can't use IRA funds to start a business that you're working in and drawing a salary.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take any sort of payment, like a salary, if you've got something funded through your IRA.
Mm-hmm.
The self-directed IRA works best for what I call alternative investments, passive investments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real estate is a big one. People mm-hmm. that, you know, there was a time before the real estate market crashed where banks would set up lines of credit for investors that were buying investment real estate, and they could, you know, kind of do their improvements, flip the house, and, you know, go on to the next one. Those don't really exist anymore because banks have tightened their lending standards. And when that happened, that's when this type of investing kind of started to become in vogue,
mm-hmm.
because a real estate investor could take IRA funds and buy a property, rehab it, sell it, take the profit, put it back in the IRA. The other thing you can do, you can have some personal funds and some IRA funds. You can
mm-hmm.
be a partner with your IRA. The IRA has to own the majority of the LLC.
Sure.
And then, of course, in that case, you know, if you sell a property, make a profit, you get your percentage. The IRA gets its percentage. Typically with LLCs, the owners can agree just to allocate differently than just by capital contribution. Not the case when you got the self-directed IRA funds involved. It has to be, you know, the percentage ownership has to match the percentage of dollars contributed. If you put personal funds in of, say, one-third and two-thirds IRA, then when you get profits and distributions, they better go back one-third and two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when you get into financing, you cannot give a personal guarantee if your IRA funds are involved. So you have to go with what they call non-recourse financing, where the lender would only take the property back. So it's there are a lot of rules to it. The bottom line is consult with an attorney that knows about self-directed IRAs, how they operate, and how to structure these transactions in a way so you don't end up in trouble with the IRS.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show talking about self-directed IRAs. And if you don't have a need for the flexibility and whatnot, sounds like you should just go with the traditional or the Roth IRA.
That's right.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about self-directed IRAs. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were, and that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double drinking and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers won. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.